All right, well, we're going to ask these four people to come forward. John Dykstra, Miriam Lee, Megan O'Rourke, and Stacy Wagner. Would you four please come forward? You okay, buddy? You can go first. All right. Go ahead.
I was not born into a Christian family, but by the grace of God, I was adopted by two solid, believing parents. I was then brought up in a Christian home. Although I was even the son of a pastor, that didn't make me any more perfect than anyone else. In fact, as I grew up, my weakness was shown more and more. I was, to put it simply, lazy. I was lazy on homework, school, chores, work, etc. I didn't care about when things needed to be done. All I thought that was important was what I wanted to do, and if it was hard, I put it off until I forgot about it so I could do something fun. My parents taught me that this was wrong, but I didn't listen. I had my own agenda, and I liked how I led my life, because it was easy. Yes, I had heard the gospel many times, but I put it simply as a second priority. I said I was a believer, but my actions clearly didn't show it. As years passed, I heard the gospel even more from my mom and dad, from my youth group, and even from some of my friends. I believed it, I just didn't repent from it. I put it off like all the other things I had. I understood that Jesus had died for my sins. I just wanted to do it later. But then I started thinking about what would happen to me after I died. The thought of hell scared me, so I asked God to come and help me from this death, but I still wasn't saved. It wasn't until I came to realize the fact that being saved is not just from saying things so you don't go to hell. While I'm not sure of the exact day I got saved, I am sure that I have trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I have come to appreciate what he has done for me and come to understand why I really need a Savior. Jesus says in John 5:24, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who has sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." He also says in Romans 10:13, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." These verses help me to realize that calling on God to help me, I can be forgiven of my sin and come into a relationship with God. Through God helping me, I can now see changes in my life. I still struggle with laziness and working hard, but I know that being a Christian doesn't mean I'm perfect. It isn't easy, but when I'm struggling, I can ask God for help and know that he is with me. As it says in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me." This helps me to keep working even when I don't feel like it, and it tells me even when I'm tired and ready to be done, God can keep me going. Because of this, I am now showing the urge to get baptized. Peter said in Acts 2:38, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Therefore, I wish to be baptized so as to be a symbol of my new faith in Jesus Christ. God commands us to be baptized, and I hope to fulfill the commands of my God and one day be able to join him in perfect faith.
Well done. Well done.
I was born and raised in a Christian family. I was required to read the Bible, but I did not like reading the New Testament, and so I only read the same stories of Israelite kings day after day. The thing that was of most importance to me was money. That was where I received my security, fulfillment, and happiness. I read articles and various statistics about what careers made the most money. I planned to be a star WNBA player and retired early and financially sound. My dreams crumbled when I broke a finger while playing one day. I went through life occasionally contemplating Christianity and even believing somewhat sporadically, but made no move to fully join it. My first reactions when I heard the message of Christ were guilt and resistance. I knew that I was a sinner who needed Christ, but was reluctant to repent and change my way of placing the importance of money above most things. I first began to understand what Christ did for me after attending church for a while and reading apologetics books depending and showing the Christian faith. I learned the main points of the gospel, which is all have sinned against God. The penalty for sin is eternal punishment in hell. God, out of his loving kindness, sent his son Christ to die for sinners to receive the gift of heaven, since nobody can go there on their own merit. And I must repent and place my faith in Christ to receive that gift. With that, I repented and placed my faith in Christ in December. God overcame my resistance to the gospel by showing me the importance of Christianity and how eternal things are of far greater importance than fleeting things. I came to appreciate the glories of the cross and what Christ did there by seeing how Christ has died for me. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. I am not perfect, but God helps me to overcome sin. Christ changed specifically the problem of materialism. My desires, passions, and motives have changed because I know that Christ wants us to be more like him, and I want to live a life pleasing to Christ, even though I know Isaiah 64:6 says that to God, all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. My favorite Bible verse that summarizes what Christ has done in my life is Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
My life before Christ was anything but ordinary. I did not grow up in a Christian family, and up until I was about 14, I had no idea who Christ was. Certainly, I had my faith, but it was a faith that wavered over the course of many years. I was a person who only wanted to fit in, so whatever I thought people genuinely believed about God, I believed too. When I was in high school, my best friend Gia saw how much my life reflected an absence of Christ. She saw my struggles with anxiety and depression as a need for salvation. My first encounter with Christ came through her when I attended her church in 2010. They presented me with a Bible seminar that walked me through the entirety of the Bible and the amazing news of Christ's death and resurrection. Everything that was presented to me was something I had never heard of. While I was very interested and drawn into the knowledge of God's word, at this time I did not accept Jesus as my Savior. As Jesus says in Matthew chapter 19, verse 21 and 22, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And verse 22, but when this young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Similar to this young man, I wanted to be perfect, but I did not want to give my life away to Christ. However, as I got older, I journeyed deeper into the darkness of life and witnessed the evil of humanity. In these years, I encountered people who only sought to destroy themselves and others. My spirit, the little I had of it, diminished, completely given up to the world's forces. Although I had always felt like there was something more to life and that I was missing it, that the true happiness and peace that I was trying to achieve without God could never be found. I struggled for many years and tried many things to achieve happiness through my self-destructive lifestyle. I suffered greatly for it, but through the suffering is when it all became clear to me. I came to realize how lost I was and how much I needed a savior. I started praying again for the first time since I was 16. And not coincidentally, a few weeks later, Gia invited me to another one of her church's retreats. And finally, on September 6th, 2015, at a Kentucky retreat center is where I finally accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. Finally, I had found what I've been searching for all along, hope, peace, and happiness. All these were attributed to me. Never in my 20 years of life had I felt more happy, more joyful, or more satisfied than I did on that day. No longer am I scared to live life because since that day, I dedicated my life to the Lord and strive to be perfected in him. I put down all of my lusts and humanly desires and God helped me walk away. Now he has graciously provided me with a wonderful life. Now I am stronger than ever because I have God on my side. Although I am not perfect, God is, and he will continue to provide for me many ways in which I can grow. As it is written in Psalm 73, verse 26, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Hi, I'm Stacy Wagner, and I'm thankful to have this opportunity to be baptized today and share my testimony with everyone. I was raised by a Christian mother and grew up attending a home church that was led by my granddad. I did not have a specific date or moment that I can recall receiving Jesus as my Savior, but I grew up believing in God, understanding that I was a sinner who needed saving, and was thankful to Jesus for taking the punishment for my sin so that I could have forgiveness before God and eternal life. I was never baptized while attending my home church because it was not something that was regularly offered and because I never sought out the opportunity for myself. Looking back, I'm not sure if I really understood the importance of baptism. As a teenager slash young adult, I was more concerned with doing what I wanted and with pleasing other people than with pleasing God. I had an understanding of the gospel, but I did not have Christ at the center of my life. I failed to obey his greatest command, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind," Matthew 22:37. There were many times in my life when I was disobedient to God, but thankfully I serve a God who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, Psalm 145:8. Through various trials in my life, and through attending Maranatha Bible Church for the last 4 years, God has revealed so much more of his truth to me and has drawn me closer to him. I have learned that I need to be most concerned with obeying God and putting him first. I have been convicted of some habitual sins in my life and have repented and asked God for his forgiveness and help in overcoming these sins. I want to do my best to obey God's commands and walk in his ways. I know that my obedience is not what saves me, but I want to do my best out of the immense love and gratitude I have in my heart for what Jesus has done for me. Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." So today I am finally obeying his command to be baptized. I'm 28, oldest one I think today.
Okay.
In closing, I would like to read one of my favorite verses, Romans 5:7-8. "For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would even dare to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I am so thankful to God for his love, his kindness, his patience, and most importantly, for his son, Jesus Christ, who took away my guilt and sin through his death on the cross." Thank you. Amen.
Just tremendous, isn't it? What a blessing to hear these testimonies. We are going to take a break right now. And you have about 10 minutes to make your way down to the pond area. We're going to change our clothes, and we'll meet you down at the pond. Hopefully it's not raining, and we'll baptize there. And then we encourage you to stay over in the pavilion. There's no rain under the pavilion, so stay for lunch and just some great fellowship together. Let me close our service in prayer. Father, thank you for these dear saints, and thank you for their testimonies, so clear. Lord, such clear evidence that you've worked in their heart to forgive them, and we give you the praise for that. Lord, as they are now baptized in the waters of baptism, may your name be exalted, and may their lives manifest the fruit of obedience. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We'll see you down the pond in a few minutes.